Well, if the weekend flew by and you missed most of it, or at least some of it, our very own WRAL Gerald Owen is here to give us that weekend wrap-up. How you doing, Gerald?
Good, Melissa. How you doing today?
Fantastic. So get us up to speed of what's happened over the weekend.
Well, State Representative Jim Fulghum died over the weekend. The Wake County Republican lost his battle with cancer. He was diagnosed in June, and he dropped out of the race for state senate once he was. He served one term in the House. Jim Fulghum was 70 years old. The bodies of two people were found inside a home in Fuquay Arena Saturday afternoon. 78-year-old Arthur Brown and 66-year-old David McCoy, they were found shot to death on Howard Road. Brown's sister found the bodies. Investigators with the Wake County Sheriff's Office have said little about this case so far. They have classified this only as a death investigation at this point. Hundreds of people rallied on the state capitol grounds Saturday to protest the violence in Gaza. A statement from organizers said there is an emergent call for an end to the violence and for human rights and justice that will lead to safety and security for all Palestinians and Israelis. Now, Israeli troops pushed deeper into Gaza on Friday to destroy a rocket launching site as well as tunnels between the two areas. On Saturday, troops uncovered more than a dozen cross-border tunnels. The government said its goal is to stop rocket attacks, destroy a network of Hamas tunnels into Israel, and weaken the Hamas military. Garner Baseball, the 9-under team, is heading to the Pony International World Series. The team is the first from Garner to make it this far. They will head to California this week to play in the tournament. They're raising money so family members can go with the boys on their historic journey. So, Melissa, they're looking to raise $20,000 by Thursday. They hope to be able to take parents and whoever want to go with the boys on this wonderful trip to California.
Well, that is just a great accomplishment, and I know they're going to get there, Gerald.
Yes, they are. You know, our community is very generous, as you know, and all it takes is a request out there, and people just are very, very generous with their money.
Absolutely. So, everybody that's listening to us right now, they could donate $10. They could do it easily, right?
That's right. We'll have a link to it on our website, WRL.com.
Well, Gerald, thanks again for getting us up to date with our weekend wrap-up, and we'll do another wrap-up next Monday.
Okay, Melissa.